This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hello and welcome back. So today in our third session, we're answering some of your questions and emails, and it's day three. So we're talking about results. What does the finished product look like and why does it work as well as it does? And it's all about breaking down the received wisdom and myths from amateur coaching, outdated psychology, self-promoting gurus and that kind of thing. The kind of baseless stuff which may work to some extent, but doesn't really have the evidence or effect when it comes to dramatic changes. And that's where we come in. And we've launched this product newly, and we've only just come online with a website ourselves, because for 10 years, we've not really needed to have any online presence as such. Our clients, they work at a sort of higher level. They don't look up their companies or help from LinkedIn or Google. I'd just get a phone call from a friend or a colleague asking if I could speak to someone. And so we'd meet at the science park or have a phone call. So let's get to the results and the techniques. We wanted to make an online version of our one-to-one exclusive stuff for a greater number of people. And we wanted to retain the exclusivity in so much as we want to make it individually relevant. So we're not just making a watered-down version, which isn't that effective. We found this really was already a part of what we did because we used toolkits to try and define an individual's niche. And this is really important. It's the central part of our toolkit to enable the client to find their own niche by looking at their faults and their strengths and really taking an objective view on how any of their qualities could be useful, because what you have naturally is more likely to grow naturally if you give it the right attention. And we'll give you some examples of how these things have worked. When we roamed the fields as tribes, we were only too keen to exploit our different tendencies as valuable to the tribe. Back then, if you were an insomniac, yes, you might have had a difficult life, but you were valued because you're the one who the tribe assigned as the night watchman. You saved your tribe because you couldn't sleep. If you were a dreamer, you were not vilified because you were tinkering around and messing around. You were given the privilege of being allowed to mess around because people might have believed that you were somehow different. So you're left to mess around and make new things. The tinkerer, the one who discovered that putting a stone at the tip of your spear was better than sharpening the wood. You innovated. Are you getting it? You have no room or place in criticizing how you haven't got far enough. It's not that you haven't tried enough. It's not that you have somehow been lazy or not succeeded in your own way because of some kind of failure of character, is a testament to the fact that you knew something else is out there. It's up to you to decide if you want to feel more in touch with your individual abilities and rectify those patterns that you've never quite got around to understanding. If you believe this is something you can invest in, then go for it. We all live inside our own head before we live anywhere else. Everything you see, you do, you sense, you appraise, you influence, you know, everything you believe is a result of your own internal cognitive architecture. And for many years, we believe that this can't be tweaked or changed, that personality can't be changed, that habits cannot be deleted, that your personal best cannot be beaten by much, or that you're too old to learn, and so on. I hope my last hour with you has shown that this itself is a misperception and that you must now take steps, if you choose, to correct it. And it takes courage, I'll give you that. Your own ego will find this difficult to entertain. There'll be resistance. That's why when I do work with people, I tend to sort of work with several people at once in a group setting. Why? Well, because the group has benefits. The group effect has a dramatically greater influence on the most focused psychosocial change. Things like exercising, quitting smoking, losing weight, all of these things, they exploit some deep-seated tendencies and instincts which we have as human beings as a group rather than individually. There's things like altruism, mutual reinforcement. There's troublesome things like risky shift and cautious shift and bystander effects. These things are group phenomena, not good or bad on their own. They're often troublesome. They're the reason why people don't interfere when there's a mugging in broad daylight in front of them, despite what people say they do. But what I'm saying is, the forces that we have within us can be turned to our use. That's kind of why they're there in the first place. So another bonus of what we do is we run a private, moderated, exclusive WhatsApp group. We use technology. So when we've got a group together, the participants can communicate with each other in between seminars. They can share notes and so on. They can have private conversations offline. We also have a formal space online to share learning and discuss joint projects, which are all part of the assignments that we cover. And we use platforms like Slack to achieve that. I tend to hang around and review those things always. So people get the joint benefit of both an individual journey. It's about finding a way of being that is more consistently high-performing, more robust, more resilient to failure, and more exploitative of everything that happens, successes and failure, in a way that your own instincts have found very difficult to entertain before. Sometimes the best lessons are those, I'm sure you'll agree, that you kind of knew all along, but you didn't know if they really made sense or if they're true. A lot of people get this feeling when I give this talk. It really does depend on if you believe you want to be more the driver in your life more than the passenger. Most decisions, remember, are made by your mind before you're fully aware of your decision. They're made almost without your permission, using methods and information that you have had no role in authorizing or refining. It really is plainly obvious when you think about it. Improve what you attend to. Be more careful about the information that you take in and how you process it. Learn about where you, in particular, thrive. Then you yourself can start doing exceptional things more consistently. In the program, I make it easier for people to learn online. In fact, the seminars are not the only thing. There's videos, there's assignments, there's quizzes, all of which are tracked as you go along. And I've also written a book, which gives you chapter and verse on how this all fits together. The group course is the missing ingredient. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful that you've come forward, and I'm surprised nicely that there's so many of you here. And as you can tell, I'm a professional. I'm not a salesperson. But I do have the kind of zeal that comes from being a professional who realizes that people need to know something that will make their lives a lot easier. I got into medicine to help people, and I'm glad to say that I still do that. I still get to help people. But nowadays, I help people to become exceptional in the way that they could be, given the knowledge and the techniques that would bring out these abilities in the best light and in situations where they are best used. I'm focused on well-being, on honorability, and I truly believe that if people are more able to be their finest selves, it carries a weight and an aura of nobility and refinement that translates to their life and to the lives of people they meet with. This thing will spread and beget itself. It's not a zero-sum game. If you gain, then the people around you will also gain. So, this is how I summarize it. This is what we do. Learning your own strengths. Meeting similar and diverse colleagues whose abilities complement and echo your own, whose journeys you get to enhance and share. Learning via different media, offline, at your own pace, videos, articles, assignments, things which are marked, to make better and more far-reaching, consistently good decisions all round, and change the direction of your life in a way that you have been wanting to do, but not quite had the confidence or clarity to know how or where. If you gain mastery over your ability, and you gain the ability to do justice to your free will in a way that is making the most of your assets, you get access to a tremendous sense of well-being. But what do we need from you? We have to be a bit selective. And I've been lucky. So far, I've worked with very intelligent people who've sort of by word of mouth. But what we do need from you is we need belief. We need you to be cynical about what you've learned before, to be willing to take it apart and go, well, I'm going to re-examine this. Maybe it isn't as gospel as I thought. We need commitment. We need commitment from you to find a deeper and more useful truth. Truth is more important than consequences. So you may need to dismantle some of the things that you thought were precious, the myths that you thought were important. You have to have the strength of ego to question your own assumptions, yours and other people's assumptions, for both your and their good. and you'll need some clarity of what you want this for. Like I said at the beginning, what do you want it to improve? Can't do it all at once. It's better off focusing what you want to get out of this. Is it your personal wealth? Is it your relationships? Is it your performance in a specific domain? Is it your happiness? Is it enhancing your impact in the world? An idea of what you would do with this improved ability. What I need to tell you also is that you need persistence. Many of the techniques, they're very sophisticated, but they're not particularly complex, and they may not even seem very clever. But they require repetition. You might learn a belief and agree with it and be fully on board with it, but you will not act it. It will not be on the tip of your tongue, and it won't be at the root of your decisions at all, unless you somehow find a way to laboriously and dutifully repeat your awareness of that. It's about training your attention to incorporate something. If you're willing to do these things, then get in touch to work it out with me. There'll be a link which I'll send out. I guess if we put this up online afterwards, there'll be a link underneath. And then you need to know if you can clear the time, right? There's 6 modules, but there's plenty of stuff to do in between, both formal and informal. I would suggest a minimum is 6 hours per week. But ideally, we're talking actually 2 hours a day for the technique. So we're talking about 14 hours a week. I started this story explaining how one of my early patients in clinic who struggled with what he thought was a mental health problem, but actually turned out to be a misappropriated, misdirected skill. I can tell you, hand on heart, it has repeated itself a lot since that time. It was a reminder that so many of us feel like we're not doing well enough despite our best efforts. And that's not because of our own failures, but because we don't have the right information or the right context. And most of the work I do these days is still voluntary, working in remote communities, delivering ordinary mental health work. Get in touch now, or once you've reflected, let me have your comments and thoughts, and look out. We do have a deadline. We do limit the numbers, but that's not a problem. If you're late, we'll just put you on the next cycle. But that's just for your own information. Thank you again for coming. Best of luck. And I really hope you find the happiness and success you seek. Okay, so we'll open up to questions now. And remember, we've got a very healthy discount for all of you webinar attendees just for the next 7 days. So if you do want to take up this offer, please go ahead. I think you'll get a link either below the video or through your email. And it's, well, part of our launch initiative, just to get as many people going as possible. May you benefit immensely, and let us know if you have any questions. And sign up, get going, take those steps. I wish you every success.